In Germany now, where authorities have foiled a terrorist organisation planning to overthrow the country's government. 25 members and supporters of the group Citizens of the Reich have been arrested and detained.
According to our information, individual members of the terrorist group considered entering the German Bundestag by force.
That's Germany's federal prosecutor Peter Frank speaking after the operation. Loveday Morris is the Washington Post's Berlin bureau chief and joins you now from the German capital. Thank you so much for your time. This is one of Germany's largest ever raids targeting right-wing extremists. What do we know about the people arrested?
Right. So, this was a huge raid involving 3,000 or so police officers. They arrested a network that is based on the Reichsbürger movement, who sort of reject the German state. And among those who were arrested are sort of a member of the German aristocracy. We had a former member of the German parliament and ex-members of the military, a mix of people, but generally people who kind of followed various conspiracy theories and were plotting to overthrow the state.
Okay, do we know specifically what they were planning to do or when they were planning this attack?
So the sources we've spoken to have said that they acted because there was a fear that this group obviously involved ex-military members and people who had license to have arms, and there was a fear that they were also procuring arms, but there wasn't a concrete immediate threat, they say. But the plans that the group had been discussing, as you mentioned before, were to storm the German parliament building using arms, and to basically install their own shadow state, which they'd been forming behind the scenes within Germany, and use violence to do that.
So let's talk about who they are. Who are the Citizens of the Reich? What do they actually believe in?
This is a group that's been around in Germany for a long time. I mean, it's been a very fringe group in the past, and they basically reject the modern German state and want to go back to the days of the German Reich or Empire, which they see as the proper legal basis for the German state before the war. And so some of them have their own passports and, yeah, reject all the kind of state authority. It's a movement that's grown somewhat since, I mean, it's obviously still fringe, but it's grown somewhat during the pandemic and during the anti-lockdown movements we had here in Germany, where we had people on the street protesting against measures imposed by the state. And they were quite prominent within that. And there's been some fears among the intelligence agencies and security agencies here that they've gained a lot of followers during that time.
How broad is their influence? Obviously, the network extends beyond those arrested.
It's estimated to be about 20,000 people at the moment in Germany. But also, I mean, the arrests, the officials have said this was a real mishmash of people. You had people who kind of followed the QAnon conspiracy theories. You had Reichsbürgers. You have a mix of people who kind of came together under this belief that the deep state was running Germany and needed to be overthrown.
And you mentioned that, you know, there was one that's part of the aristocracy. This is, to me, really surprising in terms of how much power potentially or capital these people have. Talk me through that, because these aren't sort of fringe people who are disenfranchised, it seems.
Sure. Well, I think that comes a little bit back to the Reichsbürger movement. Part of their part of them want to see the German aristocracy brought back into Germany. So they do call for the aristocracy to be returned and see that as the model that we should have. So this is a German prince from Thuringia, who's obviously been involved in that movement for quite a while, and feels that his family was dispossessed in the post-war period in Germany. So I think it says more about that and the group in that way necessarily, rather than this group having particular power.
Yeah, I get it. Two people were arrested outside of Germany, one in Italy and one in Austria, I understand. Were similar movements gathering pace in those countries?
All the arrests were German citizens. I think they were involved in this movement, which obviously did cross borders, but it's unclear how large that movement is in those countries. But yeah, I mean, this is something that has mobilized online, obviously, also, and crosses borders in that way.
What's the mood in Germany in the wake of this? This is obviously a really disturbing moment for the country. How is the mood in the country responding to this news?
I think in Germany we have had a series of smaller events like this in recent years, and we had plotters who were discovered wanting to kidnap the health minister. There was an assassination attempt for one of the state leaders, and these were all coming from this kind of fringe conspiracy theory groups that were organizing online. So, I mean, I don't think it, you know, is a huge, I mean, this, I think the size of it is a surprise. I think people are waiting to kind of, there's a little bit of wait and see as to how organized, how concrete these plans really were. I think people want to know more about that. And obviously a sense of relief that this was thwarted before it got very far.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Loveday Morris is the Washington Post Berlin Bureau Chief, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.